here's a story from The World.
The following was recorded at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
President Biden is standing firm on his timeline for the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, August 31st. That is 1 week from today. The decision by the president comes despite pleas this morning from American allies. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said that an emergency meeting of the G7 today reached an agreement on a Kabul evacuation plan and a roadmap for engaging with the Taliban.
The number one condition we're setting as G7 is that they've got to guarantee right the way through August the 31st and beyond a safe passage for those who want to come out.
The Prime Minister made those comments in an interview with The Guardian newspaper. Some European nations have said they won't be able to evacuate at-risk Afghans by the August 31st deadline, and they will have to shut down their own evacuations if the U.S. withdraws the troops currently protecting the Kabul airport. The Taliban today reiterated that they would not agree to any extension of U.S. troops in Afghanistan. Here's Taliban spokesman Sahail Shaheen in an interview with the British broadcaster Sky yesterday.
If they are intent on continuing the occupation, so it will provoke a reaction.
The U.S. continues airlifts out of the Kabul airport in a race against the clock. Major General Hank Taylor updated the numbers in a press conference today.
To date, 63,900 American citizens, NATO and other partners, personnel, Afghan SIV applicants, and vulnerable Afghans are out of harm's way, now safer and on their journey to a better life.